Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Gemini Mindset Monday meeting for February the 4th, getting into the second month of the year, 2019. And wow, what an exciting time to be associated with Gemini. So many exciting things are happening around the world, around the globe, inside and outside the United States, small teams, large teams, really, really exciting. Momentum is building, and again, we're very, very excited, and these calls on Monday just really add fuel to the fire, and we've got an exciting call lined up for tonight. As always, we're bringing back what I call the dynamic duo. They really need no introduction. They've been brought back by popular demand. This will not be the last time you hear from these two ladies, but it's our wonderful Gemini ladies, that is Samantha Colvin and Julia Ladowski, and they're going to be bringing another exposure and training regarding social media, how to leverage it, particularly in terms of events and exciting incentive trips and so forth. So without any further ado, I'm going to welcome to the call Julia Ladowski. Julia, take it away, my friend.
Hey guys, can everybody see and hear me?
We can.
Awesome. Okay, you guys, I'm going to turn my camera off and then I'm going to flip my screen around and share something with you. So hold on just a second. Okay, can everybody see this? Yep. Yes. Okay, great. Yep. So I apologize for it not being in presenter mode, filling up the whole screen. Let me know actually if you guys are having any issues seeing this. Just want to keep this open so I can have my notes. So I'm going to read off some notes for you guys. So is that big enough to where everyone can see it?
Yeah, it looks good.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, awesome. So tonight, what we are going to be talking about, and thank you, Jim, for the intro, but I apologize for being a little bit late, so I want to just jump right into it. So tonight on Mindset Monday's call, we are going to be diving into lifestyle content and how to integrate that into your business. Integrate your business into your personal life. So I touched on this a little bit in my last training, which the replay is available on the Be Gemini back office. And that is, as it says here, lifestyle content. So before we get started, let's define lifestyle. I think some of you might be wondering what I'm talking about when I use this word. So I'm going to read from the second definition here, which is denoting advertising or products designed to appeal to a consumer by association with a desirable lifestyle. So right there in the definition, they give you the strategy for lifestyle content. Notice these keywords: appeal, association, and desirable. So the goal on social media, whether it be for a business, a brand, or an individual, the goal is the same. It's to appeal to your consumer. In y'all's case, that would be your friends on social media as the consumer, that you associate who you follow, who follows you, with a desirable lifestyle, i.e. showcasing your life in a way that attracts others. So tonight what I'm gonna do is break this down into three different categories. We're gonna talk about the who, which is the consumer, and how you can appeal to them. The what is the what you will be posting to appeal, and the how you can showcase the lifestyle. So let's start with who, and I stole Sam's Facebook profile here. I took a screenshot of her profile. I hope she doesn't mind. I'm sure she doesn't. So the who, as I said, is the consumer. And in the lifestyle definition, this means your friends and where do they live on your personal feed. So I talked about this last time in the importance of not just posting in your groups or on your business pages, but really leveraging your personal feed. Why? And when I say feed, I mean your Facebook wall or your Instagram feed. But what do I mean by that? You know, leveraging your personal feed is really important because it's low-hanging fruit. It's an existing lead generation tool for you. It's built in. You already have these contacts. It's your warm market. So it's so much easier to connect with your Facebook friends, Instagram followers as well. But really, we're talking about Facebook here because there's obviously already some level of connection. Otherwise, they wouldn't be your friend. You've probably had some touch point with them either in person or they know of you through a mutual friend or something of that nature. So it makes it easier to connect because they already know something about you. And as you can see from Sam's page here, I at a glance can really get a feel for Samantha. So obviously I can tell immediately that she's a mom. She likes public speaking. She's into research and she loves CBD oil. So right from her Facebook profile, I can think of it as your online resume. And I have a pretty good idea of what Sam is into, which in turn makes it easier for your friends to connect with you. So one thing before you even post is to always make sure you have your Facebook profile set up in a way that lets people get a good idea of who you are just at a glance before even having to scroll down into your feed. That's going to be important for them and make it them feel like they know you and it's easier to connect with you. So also, when you're on social media and talking about how, you know, you're showcasing Gemini and the awesome products, it's easier to weed out leads, good versus bad. So what do I mean by that? A bad lead, let's say if someone is not interested in what you are selling here, it's a no pressure zone because there's no face-to-face rejection. And, you know, if they don't like what you're sharing, they just won't engage, which leads to a good prospect. Someone who is interested in what you are sharing about Gemini will respond to your comment and your content. And how are they going to respond? By engaging, which is commenting, liking, and sharing. So this is all really important for you to do on social media so that you can attract the right people for your business, and it's going to be a big time saver for you as well. So let's go on to the what. So the what is the what you're posting to appeal to your friends, what kind of content you should be posting. So the first tip I have up here is be yourself. And I say this a lot, and it is so overlooked. I would potentially say it is the most overlooked tip within social media. People look at it as a throwaway tip, but I think it is so incredibly critical. And there's a reason it's worth repeating. You know, the people on your friends list wouldn't have friend requested you or added you if they weren't curious about who you were.
That's,
you
know, one right. of my favorites.
Oh, I think I hear somebody in the background. Okay, sorry about that. So one of my favorite Dr. Seuss quotes is, "Today you are you, that is truer than true. There was no one alive who is youer than you." And I love that quote just because it is so true. There really is no one like you. So highlight that. Highlight aspects of your life that make you unique. You know, my mom, you're probably wondering what this picture is. My mom lives up on a ranch about an hour north of Dallas. And she wakes up every morning to take care of her animals. She gets fresh chicken eggs from the coop. She has about 50 chickens. She also has a turkey. She has 3 donkeys. She has 5 dogs. She's got a whole lot going on. So her mornings, as she likes to call them, are Easter egg hunts. She never knows, you know, she never knows what she's going to wake up to on the farm. You know, and I'm sure she could use some rev in the morning to get going. That's for sure. But, you know, that's really unique. I don't know many other people who have a lifestyle like that. So for me, on the other hand, I'm a total city girl. I live in downtown Dallas. I like to work out in the morning. Other than that, during the day, I'm in front of and on my computer 99% of the time. On the weekends, I love fixing up my fixer-upper house with my husband. And when he and I have downtime, we love to travel. So those are 5 things I'm interested in. So the next thing I want to encourage you guys to do, and this is the pen and paper part, find 5 golden eggs, 5 things that make your life unique that are worth sharing on a consistent basis on your profile. So if we go back to what Sam was posting, obviously she talks about being a mom. She incorporates TV. She talks about her research, public speaking, and then, of course, there's just her personal life built in. So my five would be my city. I love showcasing that I live in Dallas. I'm a Dallas girl born and raised, and I think it's one of the greatest cities in the USA. So I love showcasing my life on the weekends here. Second would be what I do in the morning, which is my health journey. That's a constant evolving thing for me. My job, helping others through digital marketing and social media. Four is fixing up my house on the weekends. Five is traveling around the world with my husband to 23 countries and counting. So let me remind you here why that's key. The goal of this is to integrate business into personal, not the other way around. I often find sometimes, and you guys probably know people like this, you can go on someone's page and if they're not following that 80-20 rule, which is 80% personal, 20% business, you know, you forget that people are just on your page and really on social media in general, just to see what everybody's doing, you know, see what other people are up to. They're curious about what's going on in your life. So don't make it all about the business. And I'm sure you've seen people who kind of make it too much about the business and then it becomes too salesy and then you're not attracting people. And instead of appealing, you're actually repelling those people because it doesn't have that balance. So remember that people buy from people they like. So if you make them love and like you on social media, they're going to want to buy from you and work with you. So let's move on to the how. Obviously, for that what, you guys know yourself better than anybody, so I'm going to leave it up to you to know what to post about with your personal life. And then let's jump into how to integrate your business into your personal life. So I have some examples here on the right-hand side that I have pulled from our corporate Instagram and Facebook page. So my number one thing, especially when it comes to showcasing your Gemini business, is put yourself in the photo. You know, we live in the selfie generation and there's a reason for that. People like to look at you and see you enjoying your products, living that lifestyle. You know, they want to see where you take it, how you take it, when you take it, and what you do with it. So I'm obviously talking about products here. But another way to remember this is, like I said, I travel a lot. My husband and I do. And one of the first big trips we went on, we did a Europe trip together. And I came home with probably 2,000 pictures on my camera. And when I went to upload them to Facebook, I thought these pictures were amazing. And I got zero likes and engagement. And I was like, what the heck? These pictures are incredible. And then I realized nobody cares about a photo, really, unless you're in it. So people want to see you with the products. So Jay Linda here, who I love, and I reposted this, and I'm sorry if I'm botching your name, but I love this picture and I reposted it. This is her with a shaker bottle, taking Aura and enjoying it. You know, that's exactly the kind of content that's going to strike someone's interest, you know, and it's as easy as that. It doesn't have to be incredibly professional. You know, selfie style on your phone is great, but just to give people, you know, a screen, at a glance, screenshot look into your life using the different products from Gemini is going to make them feel that connection to the product if they see someone using it that they know. So the next tip I have for you guys, and specifically this is not just specifically for photos, this could be for videos as well, is take advantage of your surroundings. So, you know, if you happen to be on a trip, on vacation, like this picture here that I took, I was on vacation with my husband in Honolulu and we were out at the beach one day and I just took my Mai Tai and I sat down the trifecta of base, prime, and aura together and I made a post about striking balance in your life. You know, in your personal life, we all live a little and enjoy life, but this post and the goal of it was to talk about the balance of living a healthy lifestyle as well. So that is how I took that photo. And then another one that I took here, the base photo that is surrounded by flowers, I bet none of you could tell, or maybe you could, but I thought I hit it well, that is actually a house plant. I literally have this, and if I zoomed out of this, you would laugh. It is probably 12 inches in diameter around. It's just a small houseplant I have in the corner of my house that nobody would ever see. But I was looking at it one day and thought, oh my gosh, that would make such a pretty background for the base photo with the orange, and I have this orange flower in it. So for those of you who say, you know, might be thinking to yourself, I don't do anything interesting, or I don't have this, or I don't have that, you never know what is around you that could make for a great photo, especially when you put, you know, the products in it, yourself in it. You could create a really interesting eye-catching image with what you have around you. So don't ever underestimate what is in your surroundings, whether that be your backyard, like I said, on a walk with your dog. There's a million different unique combinations that you can try that could create a unique photo. So using product placement, like honestly, obviously because it's my job and I'm a social media consultant for Gemini, one thing I do is I keep the boxes, not just the actual products themselves, like the sticks and the remedy bottle, but I keep the boxes in my car. And I went to the gym and there was a sauna. And so I weirdly, when no one was in there, put all of the boxes in there and I took a picture. So it's just almost a not being shy and constantly keeping yourself on alert for when there's a great photo opportunity. So the next is the how to do this. And I know a lot of people might look at photos like this and be like, I don't know how to do that, but it's really easy. I am not a professional photographer by any means, but one of my favorite things to do if you have an iPhone is use portrait mode. It will instantly make you look like a professional photographer. Like my photo skill level went from a 1 to a 10 just by using portrait mode. And it is so easy to use. And if you're not an iPhone user and you have a Droid, I think you're even more in luck because Samsung's camera on their phones are amazing. My mom takes, she actually is a photographer and she bought a Samsung just because it had such an incredible camera. So those are just, I think most people either have a Droid or an iPhone. So use your camera to its advantage. They are incredible tools. And even though they're very small, they're very powerful. So another thing that can help you look like a pro are using editing tools. And I know Sam and I talk about this a lot. This is on my original social media training in the back office. These are all free resources, but these are my absolute favorite, hands down, cannot live without editing tools. Canva, Over, and Snapseed. So Canva is where I would go to make a graphic. So I could upload any kind of photo you want. You can upload any of the Gemini logos, a PNG file. So if that sounds a little technical, what that means is it's a vector file that makes the background of an image transparent. So you can overlay on top of that. That sounds complicated, but the awesome thing about Canva is you don't have to know any of that. You can literally drag and drop. Just upload a photo and it has templates for you that you can pick from, and it's just drag and drop and you can create some stunning images with that. Another one that's amazing for Instagram is Over. I create a lot of our Instagram stories there and for my own personal use as well. They have incredible templates. The photography that they allow people to use copyright free, meaning it's royalty free, you don't have to give credit, is great. It's another incredible resource for you. And then whether or not either one of these that I use, I always either take a screenshot of the photo or I'll download the file. And then on Snapseed, I'll edit the photo to make it brighter. Always think about on social media, and just, I'm sure you can notice this from your own personal preference, people are drawn to bright, light, and airy. Something I would avoid is staying away from nighttime photos, something that's dark and dingy. If you have like a really cool sunset photo, but you can put a filter on it, I would filter the heck out of that. I overuse the brightness feature on Snapseed. They have this awesome preset called Morning that makes anything. Actually, this right here, this photo was on, it was actually really kind of cruddy. There was a absolutely horrible day. It was raining outside and you would never know it. So we were on the beach. That's why We were having a drink at the bar and not down there. We were just so bummed out that it wasn't sunny outside, but it was the perfect opportunity for me to still take a cool photo. And even though it was kind of, looked like it was raining outside, when I went over to Snapseed and I used their morning filter, it brightened the photo right up. So if you've ever taken a pretty good photo that you're bummed out and feel like you can't use, I promise you there is not a single filter on Snapseed or Over that won't be able to fix it. And then that'll just take you to the next level. Because the other important thing here on the how is to remember, people on social media, like I said last week, it is a auction site. People are there for whatever will grab their attention. And the first thing that grabs their attention and keeps it is what they're going to look at. So people are just scrolling. And you need to have a high quality image that is going to make them stop and want to read your caption. So before you can even get to writing an interesting personalized caption, which is really key for converting a potential friend, prospect, lead into a consumer, you need to stop them in their tracks with a beautiful photo and or video. So that is really important for when you're on social media. You know, I go through this all the time in learning mode, and you're going to find what works for you just by people's reactions and engagements. Just keep track of what's working well for you. Are people liking it, commenting on it, sharing it? Sharing for me is usually the biggest telltale sign that someone likes my post even more than just commenting or liking, because if they share it to their own feed, that means they thought it was really well done, and that is definitely a keeper. I actually did not invent this term. I heard it from one of my friends who I met in the travel space, who is an influencer. Her name is Alyssa Ramos, and she used to call these bangers. And that always just so stuck in my head, that word. She was like, don't ever post anything but a banger. And a banger just means a photo that makes someone want to bang their head up against the wall because it is so good and they can't stop looking at it. So that is it for photos, but writing a personalized, interesting caption is also key, because I did talk about, well, it wasn't last week, it was 3 weeks ago, that when you have that perfect picture inside of your caption, you need to give people a way to respond and interact with you to create that conversation offline. So lastly, to really wrap it up, because I've only got a few more minutes, I would just say take all of this and practice every single day. You know, make sure that you wake up in the morning, and even if I don't have something of incredible quality to post that day, I like to put, if it doesn't live on your wall, put it in your story. That's one of the best places to have content live that isn't...
Well, it went on the volume.
Maybe it's not a banger that you think is worthy of living on your Facebook wall forever, but one of the greatest things about stories is that they go away after 24 hours. So if you have, I just recommend people do that every single day. Just challenge yourself to do that, so you get in that habit of posting and, you know, not being shy and just being authentically you. And I think the more that you see people react to you in a positive way, you'll gain that confidence to keep doing it. So that was all I had for tonight on how to integrate lifestyle, your lifestyle content onto social media. But Sam, do you want to add anything? I think you're driving in the car with the kids.
Yeah, I made it. They're in bed now.
So oh, good.
But no, that was perfect. And two other ones in addition, app-wise, that I really like as well. I actually never heard of Snapseed, so I was sitting here downloading it as you said that. Another one I like is Visco. It's VSCO, and it's the same concept. It's just like a picture editing tool that you can brighten up colors to really make them pop. But yeah, if you ever want to run like a post that you created by me, you know, I'm happy to help you out as well. But just, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, like she said, make sure that you're in your own pictures. And even like what I'll do sometimes, if I'm scrolling through a page and I see something I think is really funny, because I'm kind of going with my humor now, I'll just screenshot it. And even if I don't have time to create the post that day, I have like kind of my, I have a folder of like potential posts. So if you see something funny or something that you like or something you want to kind of play off of, just make sure you screenshot it and then save it and then go back to it later to actually create your post. But that's other than that, point. That's it. Yeah.
I love it. Yep. Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to stop sharing, guys. I see some in the chat, some questions. Yes, Jalinda. Okay. Perfect. I see those chats. Well, yeah, absolutely, guys. Be sure to, you can run anything by Sam. You can also email me directly at marketing@bgemini.com with any questions, comments, anything you'd like to see in the future. Canva, if, I don't know how everyone's comfortability level with apps like that, but I would be more than willing to do a actual screen share of me using Canva over and Snapseed. That is definitely something I can do as well. So just email us and let us know what you guys want to see.
Exactly. And another thing I found out recently is that you can actually use Canva on a desktop. So depending on what I'm doing, it's sometimes easier to hop on a computer, and then you can actually, like, I've been making my event flyers that way because the text looks really nice. And they even have templates. Like if you want to do an Instagram story, they have a template for that. They have a template for like your Facebook banner, which is how I made mine. So just go and play around in there. It's probably more user-friendly on a computer. So just keep that in mind.
Yulia?
Absolutely, Sam. Well, Jim, we're going to turn it back over to you. Thanks, guys.
Well, awesome job. Listen, before you both hang up, just a couple of minutes. We've got one of the most exciting events ever in the history of Gemini occurring this week. It's for the trip and incentive trip winners. I'd just like one or both of you to just apply what you've just shared, you know, tonight, kind of capsulize it down, and just as some quick, I'm going to say muster points, for lack of another way of saying this. What would you recommend, either one of you or both of you, to the individuals that are going to be in Jamaica this week? How can they maximize this trip from a social media perspective?
So, yeah, absolutely. I showed some examples of, I can turn my camera on now. Hey guys. So I showed some examples of my own posts that I posted to the corporate page when I was on vacation. And this goes back to taking advantage of your surroundings. So if I was you guys and I was on the trip, one thing I would do, you're going to have a gorgeous ocean backdrop and beach at your, you know, disposal. And I would say you might not ever be in such a content-rich environment ever again. You know, vacation sites and images in general are something that people love on social media. So really take advantage of where you are. Like even if you're, I'm thinking of, my mind just starts going with content ideas. So you could be laying on a hammock, you know, enjoying a prime in the morning after you've done yoga in the spa. Or you could, you know, be at breakfast at the all-inclusive buffet, sitting down with all the leaders together, and you have out your individual packs and you make a mixology drink right there in your stories. And you can share that to Instagram stories or Facebook. Another thing that you could do, like one of my favorite things is taking product placement. So all the different products we have, and they're going to be going to some really unique locations like the Dunn's River Falls. So I would suggest carrying those around with you. And it might seem kind of weird to have that in your backpack and people might look at you kind of crazy, but just pulling that out, taking it and putting it, you know, on the rock with the waterfall behind it, or while you're hiking up, you know, and have the jungle behind you, you can be dropping Remedy into your mouth. I mean, there's a lot of fun things that you can do while you're there to take advantage of your surroundings for photos and or videos. I mean, videos are a big one because I mentioned last time that that's going to be something that's king type of content in 2019. So whether you go live or you record a video and reuse it, I would encourage everyone to sit down, find some place that probably is relatively quiet. Maybe you can't hear the ocean too much to where it interferes with the background. You know, it's too much background noise. But if you could get like just the nice gentle breeze and the ocean waves crashing in the background and you can see that behind you while you're on camera, that alone, like that view behind you is a reason why people would stay and watch your video. Because people love to see stuff like that. So I would just use that because again, these people on this trip earned it. They earned that incentive trip. So this is a great way for them to showcase the lifestyle that Jim and I can provide when you hustle and build this business. And when you work hard, they're rewarded by the owners and the company. So that is my suggestion for what to do on the Do More, Be Gemini trip, which, by the way, thank you, Jim. Actually, totally forgot this, guys. Sorry, I'm like a little sick. So I'm like living off cough medicine right now. But the one of the ways for you guys to follow along at home, if you're not on the trip, is to follow along the hashtag Do More Be Gemini. That was the name of the travel contest. So everyone's going to be sharing their pictures under that hashtag on Facebook and Instagram. So you can quickly search and just follow along with everyone on the trip.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Julia. Listen, we're just a couple minutes long tonight, but it's well worth it. Jay Archer, jump on the call here, brother. I know you've got great things to say, always do. What would you like to punctuate tonight as a result of this call?
Julia, that was awesome. Samantha, that was awesome. Great job on that. Here's some things I got just to kind of sum up what you said that I thought that really, really popped. Be yourself. You know what? Everybody wants to be, okay, you know what? They always want to be somebody that they're not. I think that's so, so important. You know what? If people don't like you, don't worry about it. Be yourself. I love that. Also, the 80-20 rule, 80% personal, 20% business. If it's all business, you know what? You're going to turn some people off. Show yourself with the product. You know what? Looking at – I go back and I look at a lot of my pictures, and I'm like, why don't I even take that? And then you're always looking – that you or somebody you know or love is in. So you're right about that. So bright photo. That's good, because if you can't see it, it's hard. Post every day. Get used to doing something. So I'm just summing up quickly just some big things that really hit. The social media. Definitely anybody this weekend or this week, Do More Be Gemini hashtag. I think that will help. We're going to have an absolute blast. I'm sorry for all the people that are leaving the cold. I know y'all are missing, but you know what? Hopefully you'll be able to get over it. I had to leave the hot and go to the cold. So now I got to leave kind of the decent weather and go to like paradise. So look forward to that. Thanks, girls. Amazing. Can't wait to see everybody that's going to be there this week. And anyone that's not, make sure you're on the next one. But also follow us. Do a little something every day, and let's change lives together. Anyway, thanks and God bless.
Well done, Jay. Well, listen, I love the little thing. I took a lot of notes here, and I just won't recap it. You did a great job of hitting the highlights. But no one is youer than you. I love that. No, it's true. No one is youer than you. And showcase that, your lifestyle, just what you were talking about, Jay. Same thing with Julia. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. There was a lot of content, a lot of rich content tonight. And people that are using this type of content are being very successful with Gemini. So take it, apply it. Again, thank you, Julia. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Jay, as always. Look forward to seeing you, brother, in Jamaica here later this week. Everyone, have a great week. God bless everyone.